And instead of a meditation, let's have fun. Let's do an exercise that we can create anytime. Kreiner said that our consciousness can create a pill like or a tincture like when we have homeopathy. So in this fun little exercise, let's pretend that we are creating a homeopathic tincture with our consciousness. So I invite you to visualize the creation of a homeopathic tincture. You can visualize this as creating little granules. So in your hand, we are creating granules from our consciousness filled with love, peace, benevolence, balance. Love, peace, benevolence, and balance. And so we'll just spend a little more time creating our tincture within our hands. And have fun, be joyful as we do this. And now I invite you to pick up those imaginary granules that we've created in our hand. And you're going to place them into your mouth. And imagine those granules under your tongue dissolving. And as they dissolve, you are invited to imagine each of those granules dissolving and flooding your cellular structure with what we created. And remember, those granules that we created were love. So flooding through your cellular structure, all those little granules sending a message to every cell, love. And the other thing we created was peace. So imagine those granules of peace flooding through your structure. Every cell right now is being delivered peace. Benevolence. Right now, all the granules that we created dissolving under the tongue, flooding the cellular structure with benevolence. And balance. Flooding through your cellular structure. Every cell is receiving that message from your consciousness to be in balance. And so we're receiving the tincture that we just created of love, peace, benevolence, and balance. And you are invited to create your own consciousness homeopathic tincture any time of the day or night, whenever you feel you need it. Because your cells know that what you are doing, it's real. It's real to them. And so now that we are bathing in this tincture, let us welcome in the beautiful, loving messages from Kreiner.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kreiner of Magnetic Service. Let's continue this theme of what you might be able to do for yourself. I'm going to entitle this particular channeling, Keeping the Light. There have been so many who would say, how do I maintain that which I believe in a world which is darker than I thought it would be? Indeed, this is a time of revelation, truly of revolution, when it comes to dark and light. And one of the things that I have told you about an awakening planet is that before the light emerges, there is a period of darkness, seemingly, especially to the light worker. And I've akin this to the metaphor of what happens, even in your home, when suddenly you turn on a much brighter light than you've ever had. And the answer is, you see the dirt. That's what's happening. And it will continue to happen on this planet for some time. And so in this transition period, there is revelation. You are seeing things that you didn't see before because the light is brighter. Now, your perception to many is darkness. You'll say, there are so many things that I'm seeing now that never were there before. The world is getting worse. That is a perception. What if the light is being turned on and the things that you're seeing now were always there? You're just now seeing them perhaps a little clearer. So the question remains, how do I hold my light when this is happening on the planet? Or it's happening perhaps even in my house where the light is turning on and brighter and you're starting to see things you didn't see before, perhaps even within yourself. So keeping the light is actually a good question. Is there a way for you to maintain that which you know is a loving attitude? The awareness that you have of a greater source, the awareness you might have of love for you. And all of these things seem to be diminishable with life. You get beat up a little, they say, with life. We're very aware. Let me tell you something that we have said before to every single human old soul that listens to me right now. You are not here by accident. Truly. And I mean that right now in this lifetime. On the planet going through what it's going through, you planned this. And as an old soul, you really planned this. And that is to say that you've gone through enough incarnations, and you've gone through enough lifetimes, and you've experienced enough things, so that you are actually far more ready for this than you think. And that's why you're here. You might say you are the graduates of energy. You've seen so many things before that this is just another one. And here you go again. But now it's different. This new energy, this new normal. Are there any steps that you could take on a regular basis? The things that perhaps we could suggest that you do on a routine basis and mean them, that would actually create more light in your life? The answer is yes. And all the facilitators who work with humans know this. It's about the linearity you have. It's about talking to your subconscious. It's about the affirmations you do. It's about keeping the light going in you. And yes, there are some things that work. And you might say, well, they sound just like routine things. And they are, and they work. And they work because they're a routine for you. Your subconscious needs the things I am going to suggest. And through the routine and the repetition of them, what happens eventually is that you cognize them to be absolute truth, like affirmations. You might say you're reframing your subconscious by the repetition of the light that you're going to give it. So let's start at the beginning. I'll give you just a few things that will help you. Number one, when you get up in the morning, whether you're alone, whether you're with a partner, when you put your feet on the floor and swing them around from where you're sleeping, wherever it is, as soon as your feet hit the floor, a routine, think to yourself or say it out loud as you wish, whatever. Dear Spirit, thank you for this day. I am dearly loved. What this says is you're thankful. And you're expecting good things that day. Now that is an attitude that often is not there when you swing your feet around and put them on the floor. Many times you're weary, you're tired, oh, it's another day, an alarm has just jarred you to awakening, all of these things. And now this is a routine. Your feet hit the floor. Thank you, Spirit, for loving me and the day to come. That's one. You start doing that every single day. Watch what happens. It's about the expectation of what's to come. So often the expectation is a bad day. Some have actually verbalized, it's another one, here it is again. And that verbalization, by the way, tells the universe, you're probably going to have a bad day. Because that's what you're verbalizing. You must enjoy it. Again, you attract what you think. You attract what you say. Now, that one's easy. The next two are much harder. Number two, find something you can do during the day which carries compassionate action. Now, compassionate action is when you see something or someone or situation and stop for a moment and send your energy thoughts to it. Energy is action. Energy is energy. Thoughts are energy. You can quote me on that. Energy is energy. It's so profound that humans have missed this, that what you think has consciousness, and that is energy. You can send it as energy, and it works. You put it into the field. It goes wherever you want it to go. If you do it in groups, it's even stronger. So, dear ones, I tell you, compassionate action. Find something, someone you either know or do not, to send energy to. Now, here is what happens. And we have told you this before. There is another thing that develops when you do this. And that is a healing that comes back to you. Now, I say this again, and because I said energy is energy, I said energy twice because in energy, it's always a pair. In physics, everything happens in pairs. There is a plus and a minus, almost like a magnet on all energy, on all physics. There's two sides to the story. So when you send compassionate action, that's the one side. What happens next is two things. Number one, the persons or people or one person or individuals that you send it to receive it. Now, that's their reception. Now, you say that's one of the energies for them. But you also have another one. Something comes back at you. Your subconscious, your body, it knows what you're doing. And you feel better. Some of you, this is a healing experience. To send compassion and love and healing to another starts to heal yourself. That is, I'll call it the physics of consciousness. How do you like that so far? Is that too technical for any of you? When you send compassion, you receive something back. I'll tell you that someday there will be a formula for it because there'll be a recognition of the physics of consciousness, measurable, even the polarity of it and what happens to those who receive it. That is how profound this is for you to do. That's number two. Number three, it's hard. I've saved the hardest one for last. Some part of the day, you must find some way to laugh. And I don't mean pretend to. There's got to be something that's funny. And if you don't have anything that's joyful and funny in your home, in your life, in your work, then go find it. There are things that have made you laugh in the past. Go find it. It's a funny drawing. It's a cartoon. It's a joke. It's something perhaps on your media. You find it and laugh. Dear ones, this is critical. You must develop joy in some way, even a fraction of it, every day. Even in the midst of your depression, I told you this was hard. Find something you can smile at, even if you don't have the guffaw of a laugh. Find something that amuses you, that you can go back and chuckle at and say, this is really funny. Remind yourself perhaps of a funny time. This is really funny. Or perhaps you'll have help from a partner who says, remember the time when you did this or that? And he laughs and says, yes, I do. Dear ones, these are the three things that I guarantee will create life every single day that has light. Light every single day, maintaining, keeping that light. That's what this is about. And this is what will happen. Now, I didn't even mention the affirmations, did I? That's another graduate area if you want to start affirming who you are and perhaps what you believe. I didn't go there because the first three that I gave you are personal, things that you can do for yourself that you can understand that are more concrete than believing anything else or reading an affirmation. These are the things that every single one of you can do that will make such a difference day by day in keeping the light. In the morning, during the day, during the evening, anytime you want to, these are the ones. We give you these things in love because we see the light that is coming to this planet. And we want you to be there, understanding it, rejoicing it, and sustaining it. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.